nourishes us through whatever we might face in this life, and a love that sustains us for all time in everlasting life. Now, here's the thing that really breaks all of this wide open for us on All Saints Sunday. That promise and calling, that power of God, it's not just for us in the present moment. It's for saints of God in every time and place, past, present, and future. The promise, the calling, the power of God is certainly for the saints of the past. It's for those saints who trusted God and persevered in their faith, inspiring us to live more deeply into our own faith. It's certainly for those dear saints that we miss, that we yearn to see again, those that we believe will join in heavenly glory standing before God. But the promise and the calling and the power of God is also for us, living as God's saints in the present, in these challenging times, in the midst of brokenness, divisiveness, suffering all around us. We need the assurance of God's promise to be with us. We need God's power to give us hope. We need God's courage to face the challenges around us with expression of God's love and grace. While the promise is for the past saint and for the present saint, let's also keep in mind it's for the future church as well, made complete in Christ's fullness. Like rays of the sun's light piercing through a heavy bank of dark clouds, occasionally we do see signs of God's kingdom breaking into our broken world. When love triumphs over hate, when hunger is tended to with mercy, when kindness is expressed to an enemy, when others are treated as we would like to be treated. In our gospel lesson, we read a very challenging list of blessings and woes for the baptized priesthood of believers. And as we reflect on that list, it would seem our world is still very much awaiting the body of Christ in all its fullness and completeness. But what can we do? How can we, as God's saints in the present moment, have an impact on those saints of the future church? Well, here are some thoughts to consider. We can pray for God's Spirit to unite the church as the body of Christ. We can ask that the fullness of Christ's love, grace, and mercy could be expressed to all people without reservation, without condition, without exception. We can trust in God's vision for us and the future church, and lean into the knowledge that Christ oversees all things in life, in death, in the past, the present, and the future. So let's return to that question we started with, shall we? Who are you? My friend, you are a child of God. You are beloved of Christ, and that means, first and foremost, you are a saint. To that, we say, amen. Thanks be to God.
Friends, I invite you to please rise as together we profess the words that are the foundation of our faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. I invite you to please be seated. God has raised Jesus Christ to sit at his right hand. Let us therefore pray to our Father in heaven for the world and for all of God's saints. Heavenly Father, we thank you for calling us to be your saints. Despite our imperfections, you see Jesus' perfect life and death covering us. Thank you for this grace we received in your gift of holy baptism. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Thank you for those saints who've helped us on our journey and encouraged us to keep believing when we felt like giving up. Thank you for all who've taught us the faith. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We remember today the saints in heaven who now rest securely in your resurrection promise. We especially remember and give thanks for those from our community who have passed away in this past year. Joanne Marie Racine, Jack Lynn Lund, Carol Ann Broughton, Vera Jean Falk, Verland Orvis Jr., give comfort, O Lord, to all those who grieve over loved ones no longer with us on earth. Give them the hope and comfort of the promises found in your word. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.